exploring. 3, 2, 1. Budgeting basics for better eating. So welcome back to our podcast, and today we're here with Natasha again. Thank you for coming back to our podcast to share more information about your nutrition knowledge. Mm-hmm. I believe that the audience would love to hear more about that as well.
That's very true. Eating healthy nowadays seems to be more expensive than ever.
Yeah.
And in today's episode, we want to break the hype that mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be, you know, be broke, being healthy. So who else to talk to? Natasha is back on this wonderful episode talking about how you can save while staying healthy.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's dive right in with our expert / going to be a TikToker influencer soon. Let's dive right in.
Natasha, you are on the inflation nowadays, keep getting higher and higher. And the food this month is basically like from 10 higher in price compared to last month.
Yeah.
When people want to eat healthy but doesn't break the bank, what is some of the best food that you would mm-hmm. recommend for their grocery trip in terms of like eating healthy and in the budget?
Absolutely. Well, I have quite a couple that you could definitely look into there. So the easiest ones that you can find at every single grocery store would definitely start off with first garlic and onions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second one will be ginger. Okay, that's actually from our previous episode.
They should check that out.
Yes, later. You should subscribe. The next one would be sweet peppers as well as tomatoes, and then your source of protein. So the reason why I have these different types of foods listed here is because they're super easy to incorporate in just about any one pot meal. Okay, so whether you're making a pasta, stews, soups, or stir fry, you have all of those ingredients, which definitely makes it a tastier meal.
Yeah, and how about you, Prami? Like, do you have any like go-to ingredient like veggie, fat, carbs when it comes to eating healthy within the budget?
For me, my go-to is really soup. I think it's the easiest way you could make with simple pumpkin soup, which we had for lunch.
So good.
Yes, and then you put, you know, the best spices that you could ever find, ginger and onion. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm taking notes. But yeah, I think for me, soup is the go-to because mm-hmm. it's all the nutrition's in there and it's one go.
Yeah.
And it's less work on the tummy.
No,
tell me if I'm wrong.
No. And what's the habit for budgeting in food? Do you guys do meal plan and the grocery list before you go grocery shopping? And how did you do that?
Well, I have been taught by my husband on how to shop on pennies.
Oh.
It's not really about like what we're having healthy, but let's say, for example, we have a $100 budget for the week.
Right.
So we usually go like the necessities, what we call necessities, like example, butter, like the on the list, which a hard no, even if it's sale or not, we always get them. Bread, sell or not, we always get them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we have like other on our list that we might want to have or not. It's kind of like the want needs
mm-hmm.
versus list that we have. And then we always get our basics, and then everything else, once we got our basics, then we try to splurge a little bit. If there's extra to splurge, like, oh, maybe we'll have a little bit of pumpkin pie tonight. So is it in sale? But sometimes there's like good deals that you can't say no.
Yeah.
And
so
it's like, okay, I guess I'm home. But still trying to be within the budget. But that's how I learned shopping in Canada, because, you know, back home, back in the Philippines, we shop on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Right? We go to markets. I mean, in Asia, Allison can attest to that. Fridge is not really a thing. Maybe it's just for rich people, but we don't really care about fridges. I mean, for my family, we don't really, like, we just go to the market and get fresh produce.
Love that.
And get the fresh catch of the day and whatever is butchered out of the meat. But whatever we can get at the market for that day, that's what we're buying. So we kind of live on a day-to-day basis. And here I was really struggling to really understand the eating and the shopping and the cooking. Like, you know, like I've gained so much within 1 year. when I got here because the food are all big proportions. I guess in your perspective, where else could I improve in my... I don't know any about meal prepping until my husband is in this dire condition. He's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, gone through Whipple surgery, and he's not been eating. He's been puking. I mean, the food, I guess, because your microbiome has been disturbed. And, you know, they're doing that cleanse. So now he's on that deep cleanse that all these regular foods that is, I've been trying so hard to also. I think this is a really good topic, very close to home, right, for me. So now I'm like... what am I going to do? Like, I have no clue that our usual shopping groceries out the door.
Yeah.
So it's more about soups and what I could bring him to eat. And now he's just like, I think I want it, but I didn't. Like, he would puke it out. So there's that. I guess for people that has dietary issues or health conditions, budgeting is a thing, but it's also like that transition phase that you're going through. So what can you recommend?
We get the nutritionist right now.
Well, first of all, I'm so sorry that you're going through that. That's a lot. That is definitely a lot for you and your family.
Thank you.
Yeah, but definitely understand that not everything is going to be the best solution for him. It's a lot of trial and error, right? So, yeah, what I would highly recommend is in the beginning of the week is the perfect time to start meal prepping, right?
Or weekends.
So weekends is nice. The only thing is that when you finish on the weekend and then it doesn't last throughout the rest of the week, right? Unless, like, if you start on Sunday, then that's okay.
Sunday night. Sunday. Some stays up on Sunday night.
I know,
yeah.
Exactly. And meal
comment us if you meal prepping Sunday nights.
Yeah. Meal prepping, it's very, very helpful because then you don't need to worry about what to do with the rest of the week, right?
Yeah.
You already have it set and ready to go. I always recommend by the third day is when you should check to see if the food is still good.
Mm-hmm.
One way to do that is if it starts to look a little bit slimy. With rice easily,
right.
If it starts to look a little bit slimy or sweating, then it's time to kick it out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But if no issues, then I would highly recommend looking into freezing your foods as well.
Yeah, that's one way for meal prepping, right?
Yes, 100%, because then it's already ready.
Right,
ready to go. You just warm it up and call it a day. There's different ways for you to freeze your foods too. So one way would be with freezer safe Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And break it into easy to put onto the stove amounts, right? You don't want like this huge pot
of
food.
You don't want to hit it up like all over again.
Yeah, it's gonna take and plus it'll start taking in bacteria too when you do that too many times. Smaller the amounts that is what you're actually gonna have. And also you can my mom actually taught me this, is that when you use freezer safe Ziplocs, you should lay it down flat. Right? So when you put it into the freezer, put it right in there so they can just crack it.
Yeah. So and you save a lot of space.
Yes. Exactly. You can, as soon as it's frozen, you can stack everything to stand up. So much easier. Like if you have, for instance, for me, I use it for vegetables. If I have like diced tomatoes, any type of sauce.
You should have
that
discussion 2 weeks ago.
What happened 2 weeks ago?
That soup bag.
Yeah,
I could have just like flattened it. We would have eaten our lunch quicker than a 5 minutes.
So
funny.
I mean, it was delicious.
Yeah,
we ate it. It was so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that could have helped.
It will help next time. Next time, I'll do better.
Based on all the best food that I can get from Walmart, the real Canadian superstore, for example. So, how do you guys do?
Well, yeah, I like to follow this one app. It's called Flip.
I heard of it, but I haven't downloaded it.
Highly, highly recommend. It's free, so might as well.
It's not sponsored.
No,
you might want to sponsor this podcast. I've heard so much about it, like, you know, but tell us about it.
So basically, it's your virtual coupon clipper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So basically, any type of food that you're looking for. So if you're looking for maybe a chicken, let's say, you just type it into the search and it'll list all of the different stores that carry it and the sale price. Okay? And some stores, I believe all the Loblaw stores, they even price match them.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can still save. Another great way is Optimum Points.
Optimum Points.
Optimum points. Get the points. It saves you hundreds of dollars.
I guess we better sponsor this video.
Them too. Can somebody write this down? the nice thing with Optimum Points is they also help with gas.
Yeah.
So you can get your points there too.
See, gas stations, we also need gas stations to get mileage on our podcast.
Yeah, 100%. Esso, are you listening?
Yes. We're trying to budget.
Right? Wink, wink,
grocery much. Shopping takes a lot of driving. Eh?
It does.
Yeah.
It definitely does. And it's not easy for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So those are my main two that I would recommend there. And
yeah, my change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of like different tools, but I think like the Flip and the Optimum Poi is the top of mind when it comes to like budgeting for grocery shopping. And when it comes to being budgeting for your food, does it have to sacrifice the treat and the snack? Yeah.
Good question. Who doesn't?
When it comes to being like budgeting, do you just focus on the main course and sacrifice the treats and the snack?
No, you should never sacrifice the treats and the snack.
How
no.
can you snacking in the budget?
Yes.
But like healthy.
Yeah,
sometimes. Is it okay we have a cheat day?
It's so definitely okay to have a cheat day. You want to enjoy life. It's not supposed, as I always say, it's not that serious.
Yeah.
You know, you want to
find. This podcast is not really serious.
We're trying. When you are looking for snacks, I highly recommend is to just make them yourself. Get all the ingredients to make them yourself. And like the ingredients are really, really simple too. So for instance, like making your own muffin, super simple. And then you just add in a quarter cup of whatever you're craving that day, whether it's nuts, whether it's chocolate chips, whether it's coconut shreddings or dried fruit, right? It all gives you what you've been lacking. And if you want to make it a little bit more filling, you can add in a little bit of oats, just a quarter cup of oats, or even a cup of oats if you want to be crazy. And you know, there's your breakfast if you're on the go, and it's very, very cheap, right? You have all the ingredients at your house. You can even find gluten-free flour. Like, it's very easy to make nowadays. A lot of people get overwhelmed. Other things that you can look into for a really yummy snack, if you need something sweet and salty, this is going to sound crazy, but getting apple slices and
salt and sugar.
Kind of, but not really. Yes. Yeah, I was very surprised back in the day when I was actually trying to find. Yeah, I know. Don't click off.
I had hummus, but I didn't know it's good.
It goes with sweets too. Yeah, I was very surprised. I remember when I was trying to figure out how to eat healthier, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw that trying apples with hummus, if you want to have it with like green apples, that's fine. I was crazy about that. But even like sweet ambrosia.
Ambrosia is really good.
Yeah.
I like
absolutely
ambrosia.
Fantastic.
It's good for lunches too. All moms.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard when we visited a farm during my kids' field trip. I was educated. Me years old today, ambrosia is good for lunches.
It is.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't go stale. And when you cut it up and if you're slicing it, it doesn't go bad. So
exactly.
Surprising.
It's also very, very low in sugar.
Mm.
So if you are diabetic or have diabetic tendencies, I highly recommend that apple. Pairing it with hummus is absolutely delicious, especially like these are my top ones. Okay, the first one is going to be just the classic hummus, okay? And then there's garlic and the garlic hummus is so good with apples. And then the best one is actually the Greek olive, the black olive one. It's so good. Oh my God, that one, there's other options. I'm just saying, right? And I've got so many other people like hooked on it. It's so delicious. I believe it's called Sabra, S-A-B-R-A brand.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fantastic, but in moderation because they do use canola oil, which is not great.
No.
But you can also make your own with some chickpeas.
Yes.
Other things that you can look into is making your own trail mix as a snack. Just grabbing some unsalted nuts and seeds, maybe throwing some dark chocolate in there, some fruits like raisins, or slice up some dates. And that was actually my go-to for what I was studying back in school days. Highly, highly recommend you have your healthy fats in there too, so it keeps you full. And the healthy fats, your brain is made out of healthy fats, so that's fantastic.
That's recipes right there that pause this video and copy this recipe.
Yeah,
so
do it right now. You can even throw that on some yogurt if you wanted to as
well.
Yeah, that's
one more thing that you can definitely definitely try is when your avocados start going bad, why not just make some guacamole and call it a day, right? And then the lemon juice or the lime juice and the olive oil, it's going to actually preserve it for quite a few more days. So just
that's good to know.
Yeah.
It's going to last you for two days.
I believe it goes for at least 4 days.
On the fridge.
5 days. Yeah, in the fridge. And then you can put a pita into the oven and make it a little crisp.
Yeah.
Just have pita chips.
That sounds really good.
Really?
So I love all these recipes and this easy meals. Like, it does sound like it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a try and see if it's really the truth of it. Okay, so between all these things, how do we strike a balance between the budgeting and but staying healthy and doing this home cooking? Is, I know it's not for everybody's cup of tea because I'm not a really good home cook myself, but I really tried for years. Took me almost 7 years to figure out how to cook.
Hey,
really?
You're doing it now.
That's a journey. Share us more about that.
Absolutely. So the rule of thumb is once per month is the takeout. And then three times for the remainder of 3 weeks is going to be a home cooked meal.
Wow.
So 1-3 ratio.
Wow.
The reason why I like to go by this is because takeout is not as cheap as it used to be.
Oh my
Remember
gosh.
When you can go
yes.
to McDonald's and it was like $1 or less?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's like $5 when you're out of that.
Exactly.
For just a coffee and the price. Like, that's already $5.10.
Imagine what you can use that money for to. You can make a meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about that. So when you're making a meal, it's so much better because not only do you have leftovers, which is so
yes.
satisfying because
yeah.
it's exactly what you've been looking for,
mm-hmm.
but you have this delicious meal that you made yourself. You know exactly what's in it. There's no chemicals added in there, and it's not going to cause any irritation to you because you know what you can and cannot have. Right. So I highly, highly recommend skip the one-time burger, right? And make a meal that's going to last you the week.
You can always make a burger at home, right?
Exactly. I have a recipe for that, but maybe we'll talk about it later.
Yeah. We've been talking about budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so for grocery shopping, what would be your top pick? Is it from a market or the grocery store when it comes to like budgeting grocery shopping?
Tough one, mm-hmm. I'd say, for a person that have been shopping to the groceries for a long time. Once in a while, some weekends, we actually go to a farmer's market and grab fresh
awesome.
Fruits. And I also grab some fresh vegetables. But I wish I do more of that. Because it's local and the taste is very much different, like
mm-hmm.
the fruits, the vegetables, anything that you get from the local produce tastes way better. I know that because I've been shopping in, you know, standard normal grocery stores for a long time, and then when I have, like, you know, once in a while you go, I call it more splurging, because, you know, it's up to par with the prices. Really, some of the goods there are like $1 or $2, but the quality and the taste,
mm-hmm.
and so much difference. Like, you're getting it locally. There's a difference. And I think health-wise, we've known that local produce is much healthier
mm-hmm.
than manufactured or, you know, large produced products, because they comes with chemicals, of course. So I think for me, it's that shift, especially now that we are more focusing on the health side once my husband get out. So there is definitely a shift that we have to really make.
Yeah.
100%. I highly recommend the markets, any locally owned stores as well. The reason why, so yes, it's definitely less chemicals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one main thing is actually the carbon footprint.
Oh.
So basically when foods are transported,
mm-hmm.
They start to take in the chemicals of the environment, right?
Yes.
So if it's in a truck, it's going to be taking in all of the gases, the fumes, the amount of times
what
that they
taste different.
And plus, those foods that you buy are actually very old. Did you know apples alone are at least a year old when you buy them?
Yeah.
Like, why all of the nutrients that would have been in there if you purchased it locally? So
that's
just
right.
to avoid that altogether.
Fresh
is so much better, and plus you're supporting your community, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Natasha, since you're here, can you give us a quick recipe of your for making an affordable and nutritious meal?
Absolutely. So this one's super easy to do. So basically you would need, well, the product that I will be telling you about is actually homemade hamburgers. So first you're going to need your protein of choice, whether you are meat free, so you can use beans, mm-hmm. right, and just grind it into your food processor with a little bit of water,
mm-hmm.
or you can use your actual grounded meat. Okay, so you're going to mix in a mixing bowl that protein, then you're going to add in some onions and garlic. If you want to be fancy, you can definitely saute that beforehand.
Saute, fancy word I've been talking about.
And then you can add in some ketchup, one egg, or my favorite is flax eggs. Okay, mm-hmm. So the way to make flax eggs is just 1 tablespoon of flax and then 3 tablespoons of water. Okay, so basically what that does, once you mix it up, it starts to gelatinize. And then you would have your egg, basically. An egg is basically just a binder just to hold everything all together. Oh, so, yeah. And plus, the fun thing with that is that it's fantastic for the brain. It's great for your cholesterol. It's great with being more filling, too, mm-hmm. right, with flax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very healthy fat. You want to also add in some Worcestershire sauce if you wanted to. You don't have to. But
yeah.
That's just for extra kick in the flavor. And then some breadcrumbs. So the way that you can make breadcrumbs, I highly recommend, is the gluten-free. Just taking a piece of bread and then just tossing it into the oven. And then just let it get extra crispy and then put it into a food processor. And then there's your breadcrumbs.
Wow. Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Quick and easy. And then you add in all of your seasoning. So for me, I like paprika, black pepper, salt, black pepper, oh my gosh, and then some salt, and then some chili flakes, and then just mix everything all together, and then make your little burgers, right? If you want the full flavor, I highly recommend to make it the night before or 2 days before and just
mm-hmm.
leave it in the fridge, or you can just make it that day.
Mm-hmm.
You can brown it with a little bit of olive oil, so sauteing, that works.
It's coming up a lot.
Right? There's something about it. And you can saute that onto the stovetop and just let it brown. And also for it to keep that shape, because you know sometimes when you make your own burgers, it starts to shrink. So this is going to keep it from shrinking up.
Yeah.
And then just dash it into the stove.
Yeah, we don't want to shrink our food too much. Inflation's already been shrinking. I tried to slip in that joke.
And call it a day. So things that you can have this delicious meal with is, one, you can make a salad if you want to be super healthy. I mean, like, it's delicious and filling at
mm-hmm.
the end of the day. You can also make potato wedges. Yum. And if you were to make potato wedges, you can make a garlic sauce. So
mm-hmm.
garlic sauce is actually super easy. I used to think of it a little bit complicated, but it's really not. All you need is a food processor or a blender.
And then just grind it.
Basically, for every to dust. So for every garlic clove that you use, you're going to put 1 tablespoon of either Greek yogurt or a mayonnaise. Okay.
Oh, yogurt or mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I think healthier option is
the Greek
yogurt.
Yeah. But if you use the mayonnaise, make sure it's the vegan one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically every clove. So if you're going to use 3 or 4, you're going to put 3 or 4 tablespoons
mm-hmm.
of the yogurt. The reason why you want to use that much of the yogurt or of the mayonnaise is because too much garlic can make you feel a little bit lightheaded, because it does help with your circulation, cleansing out the arteries.
Oh, that's why when you eat too much, there's just this like, ooh. Like,
yeah,
you feel
lightheaded.
Yeah.
It's thinning out the blood.
Okay.
So this is going to just keep you from having too much of a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to add in 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, add a little bit of salt and some garlic powder if you wanted extra garlic flavor. Mix that up and then grab your wedges and call it a day. It also would go really nice in a burger. Never tried it, but why not? Yeah, that would be my little recipe. Super easy, honestly. If I can just sit here and talk about it.
Well, yeah.
You know? Yeah, and call it a day. Call it a day.
What do you mean by call it a day?
My mom says this all the time. So basically it's just, you know, making it simple for yourself, you know, like put in a little bit of effort and call it a day. Go sit down. You're done for the day.
Yeah.
So basically, that's what it means.
Okay, there you go. Want to go to the closing?
Yeah.
You're doing the closing, right?
I'll close. No, I'm joking.
About to learn more if you want to have more. I heard you do personalizations for your diets.
Okay,
that's
going to
be the closing, I think, instead of the meal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
Natasha, thank you for being with us today. And I think... people, our audience here, can learn so much more about budgeting friendly eating habit and meal prepping from you by going to your website, hatsukun.ca, right?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
And can you plug this about it, about the services that you have? And yes, and I heard we talk about this earlier that you do offer a personalized approach to your budgeting as well, and how you can stretch the dollar more bang for your buck.
So basically, if you were to go onto my website, www.howtobloom.ca, and you go to the nutritional services at the top, basically what I can provide you with is a body analysis test. So this just cuts out the picking and choosing of what you're supposed to eat due to what you may be lacking. Okay, so this test is absolutely fantastic. So if you are wearing any nail polish or you have on glasses, I highly recommend to make sure you have a mirror, as well as be able to actually see your nail beds, because it's gonna ask you all of the questions for, do you have ridges on your nails, or do you have any spots in your eyes? It's very, very detailed, so we can find out exactly what's going on within you. So it's gonna tell you about any toxins that may be in your body, such as metals. It's gonna tell you about your digestion. It goes through each and every organ and finds out exactly what you need in order for you to start living and feeling like yourself again, so that you don't have those limitations to live your life. Basically, once you finish that, I can definitely provide you with a meal plan that's catered to you. Okay, so it just makes everything easier, and you can use it for yourself, you can use it for your family, everybody. And plus, if you didn't want to go that way, I also carry my gourmet, symptom-specific cold-pressed juices, smoothies, and teas, and have it shipped to you if you're within Ontario.
Wow. There you go. Thank you so much, Natasha, for our topic today. We've learned so much about budget-friendly eating and staying healthy on top of that. So please do catch Natasha in some of our episodes. If you haven't heard some of the episodes with our guests, definitely do check that out. Go follow us on our social medias and make sure to tag us along in your wellness journey.
Yes.
We would love to hear from you as well. If you have any questions or topic suggestions in the future, we would love to hear from you. So until next time.